If you've ever passed by the Spencer Art Museum at night, you may have seen the ghostly anonymous figure glowing in the window. It may have even sparked your interest in coming to the Spencer, but who knows? Well, today as you stand before this piece with probably mixed emotions and interpretive thoughts, I'm here to tell you a little history and personal opinions on it to maybe give you more of a ground slate to go deeper into thought or develop a different perspective. This piece kneeling before you is called Chado, created by Karen Lamont. Chado is actually one of the many glass-casted statues that Lamont has created. If you want to see more exhibitions like Floating World, execute these casted statues very well. Karen Lamont was originally from New York until in 1999 she received a Fulbright Fellowship to get work in the Czech Republic. This is where she first began to explore in creating these absent-bodied pieces. Lamont has said that she uses clothing as a metaphor for identity. Bringing it back to Chado, we see identity as the sleeves are curved, meaning it belongs to a woman, because men's kimonos traditionally have square sleeves. And to add even more, the long drooping sleeves mean this woman is unmarried. So here we are looking at this kimono seemingly to belong to someone. Now we already know their gender and marital status, which to some is considered personal information. This further describes how Lamont uses clothing as a divider between public and private space. Looking at the empty kimono, I feel like all of us may wonder, who does it belong to, or what type of person would wear it? But in my opinion, I don't think it matters. I think it matters what the kimono conveys in itself. You look at the kimono and you think of the whole Japanese culture, or maybe some Asian culture in general. In my experience in being a part of an Asian community on my dad's side, I can see that they usually place a higher value over cultural identity rather than individual identity, as if it's more important to stand together for an image rather than by themselves. So maybe it's not to be seen as an individual, but to be seen as a whole community or entity. This has been another Bulldog Art Tour with Helen Valoria.